This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with the family of detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, charged with espionage in Russia, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
She connected with Evan's parents, so clearly that was something that was been top of mind for the president and thought it was incredibly important to do.
The call came a day after the Biden administration formally determined that the reporter had been wrongfully detained. The designation elevates his case for the U.S. government and means that a particular State Department's office will take the lead on seeking his release. U.S. and Filipino soldiers launched military drills in the Philippines as leaders from the two nations met in Washington for the first such talks in 7 years. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
Here's Philippines Secretary of Foreign Affairs Enrique Manalo.
At today's meeting, we redoubled our commitment to modernizing the Philippine-U.S. alliance, recognizing that our partnership will need to play a stronger role in preserving an international law-based international order.
And U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
I'm excited about the ability to increase interoperability and look forward to continuing our great work together.
Those words are a far cry from the state of U.S.-Philippine relations just 3 years ago, when then-President Rodrigo Duterte openly disapproved of the military alliance. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
A leaked document suggests U.S. spies caught Russian intelligence officers boasting that they had convinced the oil-rich United Arab Emirates to work together against U.S. and U.K. intelligence agencies. The purported document was posted online as part of a major U.S. intelligence breach. U.S. officials have declined to comment on the document. The UAE has denied the deepened ties with Russia as categorically false. This is VOA News. The United States, Panama, and Colombia will launch a 60-day campaign aimed at halting illegal migration through the treacherous Darien Gap, where the flow of migrants has multiplied this year. Details on how the governments will try to curb the flow of migrants had reached nearly 90,000 in just the first 3 months of the year through the dense, lawless jungle have not been revealed. The governments made the ambitious joint announcement Tuesday as the Biden administration nervously awaits the expected end of a pandemic-related rule May 11th that has suspended rights to seek asylum for many. Without that instrument of dissuasion at the U.S. border, there is concern migrant arrivals could again become unmanageable. The International Monetary Fund Tuesday downgraded its outlook for global economic growth, citing chronically high inflation, rising interest rates, and uncertainties resulting from the collapse of two big American banks. But U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen took a different and more optimistic view, which VOA's Jeff Custer describes.
In a speech in Washington Tuesday, Yellen said of the IMF's prediction regarding the global economy, "I wouldn't overdo the negativism." Yellen said the global economic outlook is reasonably bright. As for the U.S., Yellen says the economy and the banking system remain strong and resilient.
The U.S. economy is obviously performing exceptionally well with continued solid job creation, inflation gradually moving down, robust consumer spending. So I'm not anticipating a downturn in the economy, although, of course, that remains a risk.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Key lawmakers have won access to classified documents found in the possession of U.S. President Joe Biden, former U.S. President Donald Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
People familiar with the matter say the Biden administration has started sharing the documents with the bipartisan group of lawmakers known as the Gang of Eight. They'd been asking the Justice Department for months to either see the documents or get an assessment of what's in them in order to gauge the potential national security harm. The administration gave them a classified briefing on the documents earlier this year, but senators insisted they needed to see the documents for themselves. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Activists say bloodshed in Sudan's long troubled Darfur region has left at least 14 people dead over the last 3 years. A local activist said clashes erupted Sunday in West Darfur province. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.